This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get reward points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Stefan Schindler has a chance to write his name in Huddersfield Town legend. And he takes that chance!
It's three cup finals remaining. It's the warm-up episode 143. It's your host, Brady Frost, and I'm joined by Dom Howson today. Dom, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad. If I remember to, press the mute button and unmute myself. But yeah, no, I say I'm pretty good. But then, of course, I think we all thought and hoped that Huddersfield Town would be in a better situation than they are going into these three cup finals.
Well. They're not. So, but they could, we've seen them do it before when it looks unlikely. So let's get into it, because we've got a lot to talk about and we've got a lot of fan engagement, as you kind of expect as it gets into the crunch time. Town are playing Swansea City on Saturday. Swansea can probably start planning for next season in the Championship after a 1-0 victory against Rotherham. Has them 14th in the table on 53 points. They're 8th in the form table over the last 10 games, losing just 3. However, encouragingly for some Town fans, away from home, Swansea aren't great. They've won just 2 in the last 10 away matches, drawing 4 and losing 4. Dom, I suppose the main question, we are previewing the Swansea game here, but we can't not talk about what happened at the weekend. Do you see Town picking themselves up after the Bristol City game and the manner of that draw?
Well, they've got no choice, have they? It's quite simple. This is last chance saloon, and they know that they go into Swansea and they've got to win, and then they've got to beat Birmingham. And I said it on social media early in the week, all Huddersfield Town and Sheffield Wednesday can do is take it to the last day now, as their fate is out of their hands. And it was so damaging what happened for Town on so many levels at Ashton Gate. The manner of the way that they've not got the win, and then the controversy over the penalty. And it's now 27 points dropped from winning positions this season. A truly staggering stat, and sort of underlines why Town are third from bottom and the problems that they've had all season at both ends of the pitch. But if we're looking for sort of green shoots of recovery, I saw this earlier on today. Town had exactly the same amount of points at this stage of last season and stayed up, and they won 3 in a row. And so that's where they've got to do it again. We need lightning to strike twice.
It could do. I love that little bit of positivity. I think I'm with you. They have to. They have no choice. And, it's been a difficult season. It was a difficult season before. But the only comfort I can say is I think Brighton Wrighter, I think of all the managers we've had this season, obviously Neil's not here, Darren Moore, but I think he can get something out of this. And you look at, if I'm going to try and spin what happened at Bristol as a positive, before I do, I did kind of say on social, but I think some of the comments about Rebecca Welsh were really out of order. We do see a lot of poor Championship refereeing and officiating, unfortunately, but it's nothing to do with gender. So I just thought the misogynistic comments, they were very uncalled for and no need for that. But just to kind of come on to the Town thing with Brighton Wrighter. For me, you see teams use this kind of stuff. It's in a positive way, and it's the very us versus them mentality. If Brighton Wrighter wants to get something out of this team, like he mentioned, I think there were players crying in the dressing room after the draw, he could spin this as, this is us versus the world kind of thing, and really kind of channel it all to these last three games. We talked about it being three cup finals. Town have an opportunity to really make a statement here. You know, I'm not expecting them to come out of the traps and blow Swansea away 4-0. But if they put in a performance that shows they're going to fight and shows, do you know what? Yeah, bad refereeing decisions happen, but we've got three games here and we're going to, show something. That's kind of the mentality I'd want to see. I want them to see them flying out of the traps on Saturday and just going for it. Because as you pointed out, Dom, they've got nothing to lose. They have to win this game.
100%. And you know what? Brian Reiter, he got a reaction from the team at Bristol City, and we were all questioning or thinking after Preston, would he be able to, and the collapse there. And Town came within a whisk of getting a win, and Bristol City hasn't been a happy hunting ground for Town. And they still have a chance. And that is what people have to cling to, is that if Town can get back-to-back home wins, the issue being that Town haven't recorded back-to-back wins since September. But if they can somehow get over that hump and hurdle, it then sets everything up for Ipswich on the final day. But we were saying off air, Brady, that the problem again for Town is that they have to beat Swansea when you look at who Birmingham are playing. And it's impossible not to predict and see Birmingham beating Rotherham, who've won four times all season. And so that's why there's huge pressure on Town. And this is where we're going back to, it's frustrating that Town haven't, they've conceded so many late goals this season, particularly away from home. And you're looking at Hull, there was a point, went in the last minute. They were leading at Swansea, 2 points there last minute. The collapse at Preston in the last 15 minutes. Again, you're hoping or thinking they're on for at least a draw. And then Bristol City being the latest one. And so they've left themselves with a lot to do. If they'd hung on to the win at Bristol City, they could have at least dragged maybe potentially more teams in it. But it's hard really to look beyond Birmingham and Huddersfield and Sheffield Wednesday. They're fighting for, it's two out of three, isn't it? That's the way I see the relegation picture at the moment. Your QPR have actually got a tough run in. But again, you look at it, they've got a 4-point cushion over Town on Wednesday and they've got better goal difference. So effectively, it's five. And who out of those teams at the bottom, who at the moment look capable of stringing two wins in a row together or winning the last three? This is why it's such a tall order for Town. And we know that they pulled off the great escape last year. But yeah, I really got my doubts that it's going to happen again. I feel as if they rode their luck too often over the last few years, and I know we're going to probably come on to that more later. And I think this might be the year that their luck runs out.
Yeah. I mean, Town are in the position where they've got to kind of hope for favours from other teams. And you touched on Birmingham. You can't see them not getting a result. I couldn't see Town not getting a result at Rotherham, and it was a pretty poor game. So you never know, Dom. I'm trying to be optimistic. I it's not over till it's over, and look, there is only a point in it between us and Birmingham, like you say. So who knows? It's silly season in the Championship. Anything can happen. But talking about Swansea, because I know we kind of did the form there. You were saying you don't think it's as easy as maybe some fans are thinking heading into Saturday.
No, I don't. And I mean, they've won the last two. But yeah, I look at Swansea and I think that they've got some really good attacking players. Liam Cullen has done pretty well for them this season. And I think there'd be quite a few Championship clubs that would like to have him on their books. You've got Jamal Lowe, who on his day is a handful. And then there's a certain Jamie Patterson as well that they've got. So, you know what you're going to get with Swansea. And since Luke Williams has gone in there, he very much fits the Swansea philosophy, the Swansea way of it's going to be patient, possession-based football. And I fully expect them to come to the John Smith Stadium, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to dominate the ball. And so Town will have to be great out of possession. They will. And when they get their moments to go and press Swansea, when they're trying to play out from the back, they've got to get the high press right. Or again, they're going to leave themselves in big, big trouble at the other end. Swansea's away form is not great. So you do look at it and think that there is hope there for Town. And you know, you made the point before of, well, the mid-table, they can't go up, they can't go down. They have got little to play for. But then there's also players in their team that will be playing for their futures and still looking to prove to Williams that they belong and should be part of his plans for next season. And you've got professional pride. They will be bringing, I don't know, maybe sort of 500 to 1,000 Swansea supporters will be making the long trek to West Yorkshire. So that's why I just don't think it's going to be a formality at all for Town. And it's not as if Town's form has been great since Brighton Wright has been appointed. You know, they've only won twice themselves. And so, yeah, you know, you just hope that, yeah, Brighton Wright has given, I think, the players a couple of days off. And I think they needed that to recharge and go again. And this is it. It's three-game season. At least he's got a bit of time to work with them on the training ground, iron out some of those defensive errors that we've seen with Town. I can't really get past Jonathan Hogg if he doesn't play again this season. I think that's a huge loss for Town to not have him in and around the squad for his leadership, what he brings in midfield. Jonathan Hogg, I think, could have made a huge difference at Preston when you're talking about game management and that calm head. And also the fact that Borka, it doesn't sound as if he's going to play again this season from what Brighton Wright has said. That's a shame. But if we are looking for a positives, it was great to see Tom Lees back, who played well by all accounts at Bristol after just one light training session. Absolutely mad. It just goes to show that it's desperate times that Town, they had to throw Tom Lees and Jack Madoni in when they're not fit, undercooked, because they're desperate for a result and they needed to go to Bristol and get something. So, but that's, again, it's been an issue for Town all season, hasn't it? You know, you've spoken about it loads on the pod, Brady, and you know, the other guys have too, about the injury problems that have blighted Town. And you know, when we're going to do the post-mortem of Town season, and we're still hoping they're going to stay up, but if they end up going down, we're certainly going to be talking about, well, injuries, the fact that 10, 11 senior players most weeks have been out of action. So that has handicapped all the managers that have been at the helm for Town.
Yeah, I suppose that's going to be a deep chat whether they stay up or not. But, you know, it's encouraging to me that Lees is back, like you say. I think particularly with Hogg out, that's that leadership that we have. I think he is solid, and I think he's got that know-how and that experience that will be really crucial for this last kind of three games. I think Radona, you touched on as well. For me, you know, he's been very reliable for Town, not in the sense that, oh, he's been scoring every week, but he's able to play 90 minutes consistently. Like you said, hopefully with a bit of time, with a bit of rest. That's something we could look in. And you touched on it, Dom, actually, but Josh Caroma, you know, he's a very streaky player and he's got two in his last three, I believe. So, you know, we know what Josh is like. You know, he could be saving it for these next couple of games. And, you know, the problem Town have had, not just this season, not just looking to head to this game, but and for a few years now, he's scoring goals, and it doesn't seem like they have the players in form to fire. But Josh could be key for these next couple of games.
Oh, definitely. And he's got ability, and we saw it last year under Neil Warnock at the end of the last season. He played a big part in Town staying up then. And so, you know, we're hoping that, you know, he can deliver in these final three matches, and he's more than capable. And he's one of the few players, Brady, that you look at in Town's squad that he can do a bit of magic. He can make things happen. You know, he can score a goal out of nothing. You know, how many times have we seen him cut inside on his right foot and bend one into the top corner from 20 yards, 25 yards out? And so, yeah, you know, like Caroma definitely could hold the key. And who knows, even Delano Bergs, or we've seen it in flashes throughout periods of the season, that if Bergs all can catch fire for a couple of matches, then, you know, that might, you know, be critical for Town. It could be. And yeah, you know, I think this is it for Brighton, right? It's constantly felt like he's been searching for a team that are reliable and that can do what they, you know, what he wants them to do and execute the game plan. You know, that's where, you know, I've got so much sympathy for him for this difficult situation that he walked into. And then you have injuries to people like Radoni and Lees, who probably would be in his best 11, but he hasn't been able to call upon them. And then you look at it in Hogg, in the same in midfield, you know, of where Hogg may have played every game under Brighton, right? We just don't know. And so, you know, it's not as if he's been able to bring in his own players. He's had to work with this group of players that have underperformed for the majority of this season. And you're now hoping that they can stumble across a winning formula as we go into, you know, the final straight. But you are totally right in what you said before, of this league is unpredictable, unforgiving, and there will be another surprise. You know, we didn't think as Huddersfield Town fans, I think we went into the weekend and few would have expected that Birmingham would beat Coventry 3-0. You know, I bet that was a coupon buster or two for, you know, people who like to put a bet on a Saturday. You know, no one would have seen that scoreline coming. And I'm telling you, there will be another twist between now and the end of the season. And so Town have just got to make sure that they find themselves on the right side of that twist.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've talked about Grealish. It's probably a good time to come on to Quana's question, because that's exactly what we've asked the listeners for this week. And let's hear that jingle right now.
A few things change, but also a lot of things are still the same.
Right, okay. So we asked ahead of the preview show, what's the one thing, if you had to pick, that gives you hope about staying up? We've kind of touched on it. We'll come and get ours if we have to nail them down, but I'll just read a few out from listeners. Simon John says, all is not lost just yet. Between us and 16th place Millwall is only 6 points difference, which is equivalent to two wins. So for a start, we have to start playing like we want to win games. Hopefully other teams' results might just go in our favour. Lee Morris, hope that history will repeat itself in 86-87 when we were in a similar position and won the three remaining games to stay up. Our highest position that season was also 16th, and a popular manager had left the season that season. We looked done for. Apart from that, nothing. Mark Harrison, the application and team structure was there on Saturday. Repeat that three times and we have a chance. Plus, we are due some fortune. Sorry, that's more than one thing. Oliver Eaton, home advantage for the next two games. I think that's the only hope I have left. I stayed optimistic way longer than most, but the Bristol result was the first sucker punch to that hope. And Michelle B says, again, that we have two winnable games at home and the fixtures that Wednesday, QPR and Birmingham have are tough. 50 points will be enough to stay in, enough to stay up, she says. So we just need 6 points. Dom, we kind of touched on it there. What's your kind of one thing that you're hanging on to? We can kind of expand on it. It's hard to narrow it down, but just curious.
Mikael Helic, top scorer with 9 goals. I'm clinging. I can't really say much different to what you've just sort of read out there, Brady. The fact that Town, two out of the last three matches are at home, and one of those is Birmingham, the direct rival. You know, you've got to look at it like that. But that's probably about it, really, for me. I don't know if you've got any advance on that.
Yeah, I suppose the home games that people have touched on, but I just think, I don't know, I just, like, maybe it's Caroma, maybe it's Healy, maybe it's Radulovic. I think one of them, I can see one of them getting a really important goal. Because I think Karoma, like you say, is a very streaky player, as we've touched on. I think Healy's looked good in moments. You know, I think that injury to him was unfortunate, the timing of that. I also think, you know, Radulovic, he had a really good finish against Stoke. And I just wonder, you know, if Town do have to go kind of hell for leather, which they definitely do in the last three games, I just wonder if one of them, you know, and we talk about him all the time and fans kind of roll their eyes, but even Danny Ward, he's had some big moments for Town. You know, that Sheffield United winner last season that confirmed safety for Town. I'm not saying we've got the game changers, like, you know, that definitely match winners, but I think I could see we've got enough kind of striking options now. I think one of them could have a very important moment.
Yeah, do you know what? You've told me round, yeah. I think you're right. I think when you look at the firepower, I think the frustrating aspect is that, and what you can't sort of forget, is that Town recruited Radulovic and Healy, and it was quite clear that Healy was going to struggle fitness-wise. Or, you know, you certainly looked at his injury track record and there were huge question marks. That's come home to roost. Then you've got Radulovic, who hadn't played any football for months in Finland and he'd never played in the Championship before, and it was always going to take him time to get up to speed. And you're right that they have both shown flashes, and it looks like Healy is going to be more of an impact player in the run-in, and he's already come up with a couple of, you know, goals from off the bench. So there's no reason why he can't do that again. And I was encouraged with what I saw from Radulovic at Stoke. Right, say, took his goal well, but I thought his hold-up play, again, looked to me like somebody that in the long term is going to be, you know, a good acquisition for Town. Whether he was the right signing for Town to make when they're fighting for their lives in January, transfer window, when they needed more of a proven goal scorer, again, probably another, you know, subject for another day. But yeah, you do think that Brian Wright has got attacking options, and now it's a case of how he decides to use his options, and you know, who's, you know, that's why his team selection is going to be, you know, pivotal. And I don't think he's always got his team selection right since he's come in. You know, you look at, as well, like Rotherham, they were, for me, too cautious against the worst team in the league. And those 2 points could come back to bite more, but we didn't get there. And I think there have been other instances where Town fans have been scratching their head over his lineup and maybe some of the tactical changes that he's made. He's got to get everything right in the last three matches or Town are going down. I think it's as simple as that. So there's so much riding on it, and the pressure's on. And this is where Brighton Wrighter really, like, this is where he really earns his money.
100%. The encouraging thing for me was obviously the manner they got that Millwall winner, but just also how they were celebrating with him. I think that's kind of, you know, again, do we read too much into that as fans? But that seems to me like they're with this guy. You know, like I say, you can question some of the decisions he's made, but again, he's not been here that long. And I suppose he has to make mistakes to kind of learn what he can and can't do. But I think they're with him, and I think that's what Town need. And yeah, kind of coming on to this game, I do think, like you said, Swans are going to have a lot of possession. And I just think if we are, it's something Town are good at, is that off the ball work you touched on. I think they are going to give it their all. And, you know, for all Town's lack of quality in certain areas, they can work hard. They have shown that they can work hard, particularly off the ball. So it's an intriguing one. We're going to come back and it's probably going to be a little bit more bleak. But before we do, don't forget this episode is sponsored by Magic Rock Brewing. Magic Rock, I should say. But you can head across to magicrockbrewing.com and use our code AHTTC10 to get 10% off any online orders that you do with them, thanks to our little code, which you will see at the bottom if you're watching on YouTube. Dom and I are going to come back and we're going to talk about a little poll that we did with some of you fans and then what our score predictions are for this one.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cozzy, what's your favourite away day?
Matt, it's got to be the City Ground at Nottingham. Just old-school stadium, right near the pitch, great atmosphere. But there's nothing like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You win. Order now on the McDonald's app.
At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Okay, Dom. Right, let's get into this one. This is the interesting one for me. I think this is kind of the main talking point. Ahead of the previous show, we asked you guys, we did a little poll. It's had just short of 500 votes. Do Huddersfield Town deserve to be relegated? Explain your reasoning and we'll read some out. This poll has finished about 20 minutes ago and it is categorically yes. 76.5% of the people who filled this in said yes. 23.5% said no. Again, let's read some of the comments. HTFC Dukes, we never look capable of winning a game comfortably. Our points have all come by fine margins. The lack of effort for some players is shocking. There's no cohesion. After years of tiptoeing around the trapdoor, it is ours. CW, at this current moment in time, unfortunately, yes. At the end of the day, if we manage to stay up, then it's a different story. But this is nothing to be happy about at the moment. On the pitch is terrible. Off the pitch, every decision, brackets, is seemingly going to be wrong. It's sad. Fletch, tough one. On the one hand, I want to say that they don't, because for the first time in a long time, Town have actually brought in a manager with some pedigree overseas. However, ultimately, there's only so long a club can go from staying up by the skin of the teeth year on year. And Neil Wayne, was probably my favourite comment, very literal. Nobody will actually be able to answer this properly yet because we don't know the outcome. If we finish 22nd, 23rd, the answer is yes. If we finish above the dotted line, we deserve to stay up. Simple. Thank you for that. Dom, what about yourself?
I agree with the majority there that I think Town do deserve to go down when you look at the facts. They've won 9 out of 43 matches. They've not been good enough. They've only won 3 times away from home all season. And they've technically had, they're on to the 4th manager. And that screams a team that are fighting for relegation and very well may end up getting relegated. I don't think this really has got spoken enough, actually, by Huddersfield fans. But I'm going to put it out there and say that if Town do end up getting relegated, I sincerely hope they don't. Serious, serious questions have to be asked of the owner and his decision making, because right now you would have to suggest that he's been out of his depth this year, and that I think he's been found wanting with the decision-making across the board. You look at it from the managers to, okay, I understand the limitations Town had in the summer transfer window. And so Neil Warnock was only backed with 4 players. I get that. But then he promised the January window they were going to bring in loads of good players, or certainly players good enough to take Town away from the bottom 3. And that didn't happen. You know, when you're saying Alex Matos was the best signing, and again, how many really good matches has Alex Matos had in a Huddersfield Town shirt? The 2 strikers we've spoken about, they weren't ready to come in, and that's what Town needed. And then that brings you on to the recruitment in general of, so you sign 4 players, and then what did Town do after 3 successive draws? They got rid of Darren Moore. But Darren Moore must have had an input in those signings. So where's the joined up thinking and approach to Town's recruitment? And so who does that fall under? Well, it's Kevin Nagel that brought Mark Cartwright to the football club. It was Kevin Nagel that brought Jake Edwards to the football club. And so, you know, when you're talking about, you know, positive things that are going on around at Town, and they do amazing community work, and things like maybe the fan zone again is something that this year you're looking at. they've tried to address, and there are other things behind the scenes. But when you're talking about the major footballing decisions on the pitch, the owner has got them wrong big time this season, and he shouldn't be let off the hook, as he owns a soccer club, a football club in America. Yes, it's completely different in the Championship. But right now, I just feel as if he's got a lot to answer for the position that Town are in. And we're not even 1 year into his Premiership. And also, Brady, there's the big elephant in the room about what are the season ticket prices going to be for next season if Town are in League One. That's going to be, as we know, a huge talking point as well amongst the fan base. Are Town seriously going to raise prices for League One football for trips to Stockport and Wrexham? I'll be very interested to see what they do and what, again, the long-term thinking is. And also Kevin Nagle coming out saying, oh yeah, we hope in 3 years to be in the Premier League. Well, in his first year, yeah, he's done a good job of taking Town out of the Championship, potentially, hasn't he? So, yeah, I'm being very critical, but I've got to say, for me, a lot of things have gone horribly wrong, and the buck stops with the owner.
I think he's made a lot of mistakes. What I would say is, he's not necessarily my cup of tea sometimes on some of the things. I think that's a cultural difference, you know, but he does listen to the fans. I think some of the problems are, I think he listens too much to the fans and kind of goes on that. I think when we've had you on before, Dom, some of the things we talked about, like the video diaries, I think they can be interesting and really insightful. And I think him and Dave Carmichael's like relationship, I think that's interesting. But again, the one for me, and look, like maybe we can get more into this when we know what the outcome is at the end of the season, but I think criticising the tactics of the manager in a video diary an hour after full time under Darren Moore, that was concerning. I understand you're frustrated. And look, this is, I appreciate the irony of a man who's on a podcast every week criticising what Town do or praising what Town do. But I'm not the owner of the club, you know, and I just think that felt a bit pandery to fans. I think, you know, again, we can kind of point to a lot of things why I'm with you, Dom. I think Town do deserve to be relegated. Keeping Warnock, I understand they had to do it, but the pre-season, that's been a lot of criticism playing, you know, no disrespect, non-league teams. Some people would say something a lot harsher about that. They're a bit, you know, a lot of fitness. They afforded a lot of games to, well, you know, we don't know what went on behind the scenes, but they were confident they'd made the right, they'd done enough progress to get rid of Neil Warnock. Some people would say, was that the real reason? You know, it's not for me to say. Darren Moore comes in, he has to have a lot of games where they have to get the squad back up to speed. And then he probably sticks with him too long. I think if you look, for me, I've said this on the pod quite a lot, I don't blame Brighton Wright if we go down, even though he'll be the manager in charge. I think it's sticking with Moore for too long, you know, and I wanted to give Moore a lot of time. And I know, obviously, we had you on and you talked about his time at Wednesday, but he was too risk averse. What will send Town down is they've got the most draws in the league. You know, if that two or three of them are wins, they're probably, you know, 17th, 16th, and we're fine. We had a too risk averse manager. And I think that's what's going to cost us. Yes, you can look at the 9 wins, but that's kind of the point I'm making. We haven't gone for it in some games. And those 3 games you talked about, QPR, Blackburn and Plymouth, had to go for them. I would have rather lost us going for one of them. And so many points in the season where you think they can cost. But, you know, look, I've just gone on a rant for 3 minutes there. There's loads of reasons why I think they deserve to be relegated. And you know, the fans agree, and that's sad.
I'm loving the rant, Brady. I'm loving it. No, you're right though. The damage was completely done under Darren Moore. They won 3 out of 23 matches, and he should have, I think, been sacked earlier. He should have. I think it should have happened. I know it's easy to say with hindsight, but I think it should have happened before the January transfer window. And that's where I go back to the point I made. I can't, for the life of me, I can't get my head around why they'd back him in the January window. And then after those three consecutive draws, you know, they didn't stick with him a bit longer. I mean, sure, you've got to. But, and also on the window, they needed an attacking midfielder, or they needed a Carroll Eiting, or, you know, what we've been calling for. Yeah, you guys on the pod make it all the time. And your town shortcomings in midfield, they've just been there for everybody to see. They haven't got anybody that can dictate play and really, you know, unlock a door. And, you know, Ben Wiles has been a huge disappointment. And I said it the other day, we got a reminder, didn't we, of, you know, Dwayne Holmes. You know, I think Dwayne Holmes was consistently up and down at Huddersfield. Of course he was, but I think he still would have brought more to the party than what Ben Wiles has done this year, if we're being brutally honest. And he probably would have chipped in with some goals, you know, and that's it across the board. Town haven't scored enough. And you can, even after Darren Moore, by the way, they've got rid of Darren Moore. They bring John Worthington in. The players buy into him, or he gets a bit of a bounce. They put in four good performances. And the club then decide to bring in Brighton Ryder, when you're thinking, could you not have left Worthington in charge for maybe another couple of matches? Or perhaps you're seeing if this would continue, a decent little run, or the improvement in performances. And instead, they've gone abroad to a guy that has not managed in this country before, and he's got a good track record, but he hasn't got a transfer window to work with. So how much did he actually know of the squad? Or would he be able to implement his style? It was all very risky, you know, and that's been how it's felt all the way through this season, particularly for me, Brady. It's just that Town have chanced it. They have taken too many risks with the inadequate recruitment in the summer all the way to the managerial appointments.
Yeah. It's hard to disagree with you, Dom. I think there's, again, they're going to make mistakes when they come in. That's what new ownership does. But there doesn't seem a lot of joined up thinking, you know, like I said, like you've kind of touched on there. And I don't want to go back to Darren Moore. And look, like, this isn't a criticism of Darren Moore. I think it's, you know, it just didn't work out. That happens sometimes. But I suppose you want, like you said, maybe stronger leadership. And you made the point there, like, if you're going to keep the guy to the window, don't get rid of him after he's had three winnable games on paper and he fluffs them all. Like, you either, you know, like you say, it's kind of, I appreciate it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, but it doesn't look joined up. It looks panicky. I think that's what you could argue. And I think they've, you know, as I said, I don't blame Brighton right if we go down, because I think it's a difficult situation. And I think that is a good appointment. And weirdly, if Town stay up, I think they might be all right, but I don't know. And this isn't just on Nagel, but I think this club for years has been, because of circumstances, and, you know, we'd have to get into the weeds of it, but they've been doing things on the cheap or with maybe not as much love in it. And that, you look like, you know, I'm not wanting Town to go out and spend 5 million on a player, but if you do things on the cheap and do, like say, stay up by the skin of your teeth, it's going to catch up with you. And I think, judging from some of the comments we read of the fans, it feels like luck's run out. The thing is, the positive thing I would say is, if Town win these three games, everything that we have talked about, yes, it'll still kind of rumble on, but people won't care for a bit. And that's the thing we love so much about football. Town could win, you know, it's unlikely, but they could win the next three. And everything we talked about will still be irritating, but just it can be completely forgotten about for the next couple of weeks. But that's why I love football, and it's still possible. It's crazy.
I've had a big pop at Nagel there, but I mean, what you can't fault him is, he did put his money where his mouth is when you look at the players that came in January, and you're talking about, you know, reportedly Reece Healy around £1 million, and Radulovic would have been six figures too. So yeah, right, that's where I give him praise, but yeah, he has done something that, you know, Town have not been paying transfer fees for players in the last few years. You're right. And there has been an underinvestment, you know, across the board. And that is definitely a big factor behind, you know, Town's struggles in four out of the last 5 years, when they've been you know, fighting against the drop. You know, that's what they've been doing. And do you know what I was going to ask you, Brady, as well? If the worst happens and Town go down, do you think that Brighton Ryder will be in charge next season?
I know
we're looking ahead again, and it's all hypothetical at this stage, but I'd be interesting to see what happens. And I think we're already in for a big summer, but that clearly is going to be, I think, a subject that, you know, people will be talking about or want clarity over immediately as soon as the season's over, that Brighton Wright is going to be taking them forward or not.
If I'm being completely honest, I wonder if there's a break clause in there. I think if it was up to me, I would, and he was shown that he could do it, I would let him. I think he deserves to have a crack at it, and he deserves to be backed. And, you know, I'm sure he'll have had assurances made when he took the job. But I just look, if I'm being, look at some managers, the Town, we've lost managers because we're not ambitious enough. I think, you know, Carlos Corberan, and maybe, you know, people say, what about circumstances, blah, blah, blah. But we, if we'd showed a little bit more ambition, if it was possible, we could have kept Carlos, you know, and he did what is best for his career. And I hate to say it, but, you know, I'm a fan of the club. You're a fan of the club, Dom. Andrew Brightonwright isn't a fan of the club. And I think he'd look at what's best for him, which is completely understandable. I think anyone in that position would look at what's best for him. And I don't know, would being a manager in the third tier of English football, is that, you know, I suppose, yes, you'd have to sell it to him as like, you have an opportunity to get up, we're going to back you. But would he want to do that? I'd throw that question back to you, really. Do you think he'd want to do that for his career? Do you think that's a good look?
Well, a manager with his CV, you know, that's it. Does he see himself as wanting to manage in the third tier? You know, he talked, didn't he, a lot at his press conference when he joined the club about this was his dream to manage in English football and how he's turned clubs down. But it's a step back in every sense for Town. And you're talking about relegation. It's going to cost some people their livelihoods behind the scenes. And that squad is going to have to, whoever is in charge is going to have to take a wrecking ball to that squad, as those players, a lot of them are on good championship money, and Town will not be in a position to be paying the salaries that they're on in League One. You know, those are the simple facts. And so Brighton Ryder would be working with, I would suggest, a reduced playing budget. Is that going to be an attractive proposition to him? And it goes back to what you said before, Brady, of where this relegation isn't on Brighton Ryder. He will have had 13 matches. Now, if we come out of it and he's only won two of those, then yeah, I would say he's certainly been culpable. And we saw what happened with Warnock last year, where he pulled off the miracle. I think he could have made a bigger impact. And I certainly thought he would have won at least one, maybe two more matches than what he has done. I think that's where I would say I am a bit disappointed with the return, that Town are not in a better position than what they are. But I think looking ahead to next season, to me, if I'm Brighton Ryder, I'd really be weighing up my options. If you've got a better offer out there back in Germany, are you going to be hanging around to take Town in? I know it's a little bit of a negative way of viewing it, but I just think it's one of those variables and things that is going to become a huge talking point as soon as the season's over, and Town will need to, they will need to plan for the future. They will have to, that, you know, and they're going to have to get the house in order really, really quickly too. You know, as if Town go down, you know, we'll all be hoping that they're going to be pushing for promotion next season, but it will be a dogfight. And I tell you this, you know, I mentioned Stockport and Wrexham before, they'd be throwing money at it, as even those two clubs. And that's before you get, you know, Sheffield Wednesday, if they go down to League One, would be tough. League One, you know, Peterborough consistently always up and in around the top six, produce really good players and sell them on for big profits. You know, the sort of model that Town should be looking at in the future and that we hope that they're going to do. And that's another area of the academy for another day, isn't it, of where that needs huge investment, huge overhaul. So for Town, yeah, it's going to be a monumental summer, regardless of what happens in the final three matches of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree. I suppose there'll be plenty of time to talk about that as well. That's the thing. So I do want to get into it, but yeah, we'll have to see. Like you said, they've still got three games. We'll come back to this then, Dom. I'd love to get you on at the end of the season, whatever happens. If we do think the worst is going to happen, will we want to do that? That's another question. But we are talking about the Swansea game. I want to get your match prediction for this. What are you thinking for this one?
I'm going to be upbeat and I'm going to go for a 2-1 Town win. And yeah. I think that I joked before about Helic, but that's where I would be targeting Swansea from set pieces. And with Helic and Pearson and Lees, I'd be looking to get them on the end of as many corners and free kicks as possible. And as I do think that that's a weakness in Swansea's armoury. And it has been for a few years. And so I think that will take them, it'll take Williams a little while to address that. And so that's where I think Town can get some joy. And we know what Sauber brings from dead ball situations, the quality that he's got there. So, yeah, you know, hopefully that's on point. And yeah, Town are going to get a narrow win and keep breathing down Birmingham's neck and then set it up for a do or die match the following week.
Yeah, I like it. I've gone for a narrow win. I think, well, we'll see what happens after this, but I think Town are going to win the next two home games 1-0. So I'm going for 1-0 with this one. I just think they don't score many, but what I would say is I think they are a lot better at home. They just do not look good away, which we kind of talked about that Ipswich game. But yeah, I just think the crowd will be behind them on Saturday because I think they know they will give it their all. And like, I think we'll see, I genuinely think we're going to see something. I don't think it's going to be easy. I think it's going to be nervy as hell. But I think they'll just do what they did against Millwall. I'm not saying it's going to be necessarily a late winner, but I think they'll do enough to get over the line. And I just think if Town have that, and then they've got another home game, and who knows, like, you know, Birmingham could slip up against Rotherham. We don't know. But I think if Town get this win, which we both think they will, that is a hell of a game against Birmingham. And look, if Town win that game against Birmingham, I think that'll crush them as well. So we're being positive. We're both going for a win. Let's see how it pans out. But Dom, before we go, is anything you want to say to the listeners before we shoot off?
Well, I was going to just only add to it's you're so right about the crowd. It's such an important point. It doesn't matter what's gone on in the 43 matches. It's all about this is a mini season now, Town, and the next two at home, and they've got to make it count. That's what they've got. You know, they've got to try and almost bring the noise of the Wagner era, the first year or in 2 years. They've got to make it an occasion, and they've got to try, yeah, intimidate Swansea Birmingham. That's what they've got to do. And so they've got to use the crowds to their advantage. And so they've got to play on the front foot and they've got to go after them. Like, you know, for Town, this is the season. This is it, you know, of where they still have a chance. It's not in their hands, but, you know, what they've got to do is they have got to take care of their own business, and then hopefully they will get a favour or two from elsewhere. You know, that's what they're banking on right now. And, you know, you look around the Championship at some of the other teams at the bottom, you know, they don't have on paper as good a fixtures as what Town have got in the next two. And so if they can't get the results from the next two, they definitely deserve to go down, like, you know, a mid-table team and then a team that they're also scrapping with for survival. And so, yeah, you know, I just hope that they do give the Town fans plenty of, you know, reasons to get behind them and plenty of things to shout about on Saturday.
Let's hope. I think we're going to see something. You know, I know that's a hope, but I think the crowd's going to be behind him. But I think they're going to come out and just try and go for it because they have to. They simply have to. And we'll see what happens. But Tom, thanks so much for coming on. Thanks to you, the listener, for choosing to listen to this ahead of a big game for Town. And thanks to Magic Rock, who sponsored this episode, as always. Tom and I will be back to preview that huge game against Birmingham. So we will see you then. Ta-ta for now and up the Town.
To Town, play up. Bring the cup back to Huddersfield.
Lads, what's your favourite 90th minute goal?
Got to be Heffley against Leeds. A shot from Moy and sliding in at the death, Michael Heffley. Great finish to the game. Shared with my family, only made better by ordering McDonald's via McDelivery afterwards. 3 points, McNugget share box, spot on. Order McDelivery now via the McDonald's app. You in.
At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.